You're listening to the Major Pod Network, the only place where your favorite toy store, card shop, arcade, theme park, and arena are all on the same block. Scratch that major itch.
The following announcement has been paid for by the Major World Order.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of the Major World Order podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Billy Peck, and with me is
One-Eared Willie Husvar, because I can't hear out of this ear for some reason. And what no, this it, is?
It's what? Husvar?
Husvar? Sure.
It's the big Jake Boesky, the Sean Kemp of sneaker collecting, the Major Mad Hatter, your favorite guy who collects Johnny Gonzalez shit. Jake, don't call me on my cellular phone because I got a new one.
No, it's not.
The guy at the store told me, he's like, don't switch from Android to iPhone. He's like, buy this phone. You're going to love this phone. It's the best phone you can buy. So I bought it.
You are a sucker.
They're big fat
they're sucker.
It's the Samsung Ultra something. It's cool. It's got a big camera and does stuff. So I'm happy with my purchase. And that's my that's what's going on over here. So
that's your Major Jake purchase of the week.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yikes. I'm not telling you what I paid for it.
Oh no. Cost buy it outright.
Of course.
Yeah.
Jake Boesky don't make payments. You know what I mean?
Sure. First off, want to give a congratulations to 300 episodes of the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
So we're actually recording this on Tuesday, May 14th. Recording was last night and it was live for everyone, and it was a big over 3 hour show.
Right.
I was not actually able to watch it because I had prior plans. I went and saw the band Cake.
Yeah, I love Cake.
I'm not like.
When did you have?
I'm not like. I've never really been super into them. Never hated them or disliked them, but it was just never really that into it. But a bunch of friends wanted to go, so I went live. Oh my god, they were incredible,
dude. It's funny you say that because I only knew that one song.
It is going the distance.
Distance. I think that's it.
He's going and for speed.
Yeah, and then I was just I was listening to Amazon or something. I don't know. And another song of theirs came on, and I was like, dude, this thing's badass. And then I listened to another, two or three others, and it was really surprising. I just thought it was it's kind of a cool beat, but they're like a one hit wonder. That's all I really thought. I didn't realize they have they're actually very talented. But yeah. Where were you sitting at?
Actually, really pretty close. So this was a big, it was an outdoor amphitheater. Mm. I didn't really mean to get into all this conversation, but I'll try and keep it quick. So it's in the city over from me. So it's about an hour away, Lincoln, Nebraska. And it's an outdoor amphitheater.
That's where Abraham's from.
Right. Called the Pinewood Bowl. So it's a lower bowl that's just surrounded by pine trees.
Nice.
And it's just really nice at night and just really cool looking. A lot of fun, but so it was a section of maybe 30 rows of chairs.
Yeah.
And then us, and we were maybe five back, 5 to 10 in that second section. And then everything after was the green and stuff where, everyone's in the back. So it was actually really, really good seats.
Nice.
But the reason why I wanted to bring that up was for two reasons. One, to say I missed the 300th episode live,
right?
But you know, congrats to them. But also, so I'm with my friends, and so Husvar, my best friend that him and I were watching ECW when the Major Brothers made their debut, and we were always like huge like Zack Ryder fans.
Watch that.
We didn't know each other then.
Teasing.
We always knew each other.
His birthday takes place always during WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
My major IPA that I got.
Like I drank mine, so I couldn't give it to my friend.
And then I just kept the can.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to be nice to him, like, and say, hey, you know, happy birthday. You can have the can. I'm sure I can find another empty can at some point. And yeah. I got a hold of Husvar and was like, hey, when you eventually drink one, can you just save me the empty can?
Yeah.
Well, he was nice enough and is just like, no, like if it's that close of a friend and it means that much, I'll just send another beer.
That's great.
So thank you for that. I gave that to him. He just absolutely loves it. And I said that was, you know, from Husvar.
Yeah.
Well, his wife said, what's his name? Husfire?
Yeah.
Nice.
Husfire. Husfire.
And it's usually, you know how it goes. You've had not so great nicknames, but she's like,
the greatest nickname I've ever gotten.
That's awesome. I was like, no, it's Husvar. And she's like, that's actually a pretty cool name, you know, on its own too. So I just thought you would appreciate that.
Yeah, it's gonna be Husfire.
That could be your song, dude.
Husfire, you ever got in the Husfire?
So anyway, I just wanted to get that out of the way, but it turned into a little bit more of a story. But congratulations, 300 episodes,
yes.
And as we record this, happy birthday, Matt Cardona.
Yeah, 26 for the 10th time. That's awesome.
I just wanted to say big congratulations to Creator Pro, to Brian and Pat Buck, and all the students who, you know, who have come from the school and who are currently at the school, you know, so Saturday was the big show. It was at the All Sports Arena in Melville. Mm-hmm. I think it sold out that morning. So it was, you know, pretty packed show. I think they made a couple extra tickets available at the door, but what a great show, you know, a lot of amazing moments. First women's cap champion crowned and Gabby Forza, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
All the matches were great. There's, you know, a couple of newbies that have made their debut who, you know, had awesome matches, and I got to ref two of them, so it was pretty cool. I got to ref the battle royale with the other two refs because you need, you know, a bunch of them. And I did the opening match, so it was pretty cool. But it was cool getting to see Danhausen again, and you know, PCO. Yeah. And
did you get to talk to Danhausen at all?
Yeah, just for, you know, a quick little while. And
did you get me a bubble signed in white?
No, you needed one signed.
Well, I'm going to at some point.
Oh, Tommy was slanging heels and faces for Zombie there, and Canik was there too, slanging BRGs and bendies.
Nice.
So it was cool getting to, you know, see them, and they had a really cool Manatees clothing was there doing press shirts. They pressed exclusive designs. They had actually two designs, so I got one of each.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, I told them I missed them and that I loved when they did the major close, and they're like, maybe we'll have to come back. And I'm like, please, I would love you because I love your clothing. So Brian, awesome. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Jake, anything you need to get out of the way before we bring our guest on?
No. Just it's been a little bit of a rough week. A lot of you guys know my I lost my grandmother last week. She passed away, but you know, she lived a nice, great, long life. 89. So you know, I was able to say goodbye to her, which was really cool. I'm not going to go into that whole story because it's personal. I don't want to cry, but you know, definitely glad that I got to do that. I'm heading back up north to we're going to do a celebration of life next month. So I got my plane tickets last night. Got that, so I'm kind of, you know, excited to go do that. And you know, just chugging along, man. It's it's an adventure. So,
all right. Well, let's go ahead and bring our guest on. And
yes, let's have some fun.
Cool.
The Eggman.
Well, that's right. I can't wait to get into this story. Bring on Joel Baggett. How are you doing?
What's going on, guys? How you been?
What's
Thank
up,
you
buddy?
For bringing me on.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you for joining us.
Kind of taking a long time to get to you. But
not a problem. I'm just sitting there watching. I can't hear Jake.
That's going on.
Okay.
I can hear you too, but I can't hear it, Jake.
Very strange.
Jake, what did you do?
I don't know.
Yep, still can't.
Whoa.
Just the top two.
Everything.
All right, everything's fixed now. We had a weird audio issue. I could probably edit this all out, but hey, sometimes you just gotta, you know,
do it.
Know that, hey, we just go through some stuff sometimes.
That's right. Technical difficulties.
What were we talking about, by the way?
We were talking about sending money to my PayPal account, so I can buy some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was Billy and Joel were supposed to do that.
That's Billy, right.
Me and Jake.
Oh. Billy Joel?
Billy, yeah, Billy Joel and Billy and Joel.
Cadillac, you ought to know by now.
It's the wrong guy.
Hey, Billy Joel, cool.
Listen, you're moving out, Billy. All right.
What was that movie? He's like, we only strictly play 80s Billy Joel, sir.
Oh, dude, I know. So,
oh, it was
Step Brothers?
Yeah, Step Brothers. Yeah.
That's okay. That's funny. So again, side conversation.
Yeah.
I play in a cover band and we play
a Billy Joel
song. And every time that we get into it, you know, we say we only play 80s Billy Joel.
Nice. which song is it? Is it Piano Man?
No, it's
Moving Out.
No.
Shameless.
No, I got all these songs floating in my head now, and I can't think of what it is.
The it's, Living Daylights.
No, he doesn't do.
You may be wrong, but you may be right.
You may be wrong, but you may be right.
Oh, you're a lunatic. You're looking for. You know that one.
That's a good one.
Anyway, it's a fun song.
No.
Awesome.
So back into wherever it was we were.
Back into Joel Land.
but no, you know, Joel is he's been around for a little while now.
Yeah,
we already see for those that subscribe to our patreon.com/majorworldorder, you can watch the video and you can see just a section of Joel's collection, which looks really nice. Yeah, I can already
clean.
All the way around is like this.
It's very, very sexy. I like it.
Yeah.
I really like the bendies he got there. And they're, for those who can't see, he's got them on a really nice wooden shelf there. And they're all like kind of standing up angled and very nicely displayed. I really like that.
Running out of room, and they just keep making more stuff that I want. So
just do what I did: buy a new house.
Might have to, because I'm trying to I've been on debate of being like a completionist on them because I just love them so much. So I'm thinking about maybe doing like the risers and taking them out of the boxes and saving the boxes. Ooh. Because it would make more room.
40 of them. So I got like 40 of them signed.
Oh, they're signed.
Most of them are. I mean. Tommy Dreamer.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice.
Clean.
Most of them are signed. So.
You got any signed in white?
Probably. I got a Danhausen signed in white.
Let's make a deal.
Oh, it's
which
the
one
very
is it?
Evil.
The evil one?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm down with that. Ooh, what do you want for that?
I don't know right now. I don't know if I want to get rid of it, but it's got Danhausen on, a couple smart marks.
See, that wasn't a straight no. There was a possibility. I like it.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
It'll be all right. I got the only sign.
Oh, yeah. Look at that signature, dude.
Yeah. She's got a pretty thing. She's got
she
a
really
pretty
signature.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
man.
I think I have my other one signed of hers.
Very nice.
Yeah. No.
And you got a great collection.
You knock your stuff over.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah. I just said, I'll get them later.
He's like, God damn it, Jake.
Well, they're standing on these little. Hobby Lobby risers right here, and they're just
Oh, nice. Oh, cool. Okay.
Well, that's a good idea.
That's good. Yeah. That works.
Yeah, that's cool.
They don't flop over.
They fall down, though.
Yeah, I love the way that, like, when people come up with different ideas to just, like, display them and make it clean like that. Like, that, I never even would have thought of doing it like that, you know? That's a really cool and clean way, and you can stack a lot of them up real nice. And, yeah, I really, really like that. Very cool.
Well, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I like it. I'll come in here and just look around for, like, yeah. You know, hours. Just yep. Look, yeah, because it's just so much.
Cool. Yeah, I love that. Like, I catch myself, like, I'll go downstairs for something.
Yeah.
And then, like, even though I've seen it all so many times, like, something catches my eye and I just, like, you know, I'm going to look at my stuff for a little bit. You know, I just, you know, I wonder if, you know, other people just randomly just go and look at their stuff for hours too. Yeah. You know,
I wonder sure
if we look at our stuff at the same time and, you know, maybe we lock eyes with the same, you know, Ponderosa figure and wonder is someone else locking eyes with the same Ponderosa figure at the same time I am.
But mine
that's
says
like Joe Dirt. Exactly. You remember, my parents are looking at the moon and I was looking at the moon too. You ever feel like that? It's like,
no. Oh,
whenever I get sad, I look at the clown. Or no,
no, I, that's down, cool, man.
No, that's awesome. I love it. I'm just going to talk a little bit here about some other stuff I see kind of sitting back there. We obviously got the Masters of the Universe, which I'm going to be honest. When they first came out, I was never like a big He-Man guy or anything. But those, I was like, man, these are kind of cool. You know, you got some like retro guys and. And the line just kind of like blew up and went crazy. And then now it's gone. And dude, it's like, do you have the whole collection?
Yes. Got the whole collection. I got all three rings and I got all three faces of the New Day.
Wow.
Like, oh, nice. Each
individual with, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Cause that's cool, man. That's,
There, remind me, there's three rings.
Well, no, there's the, well, you got the ring with Cena and Triple H, and then you got the ring with
the Hogan and Stone Cold. Yeah.
And then you got the ring, by, then you got the Grayskull ring by itself.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Got it. So you just, you wanted to have both.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got every one of them.
That's cool.
I know it's not quite the same, but did you go on to collect the superstars after?
No, I had to stop at the Mastery. I mean, I'm an 80s kid, you know. I was born 1974, so I went through, you know, through the original He-Man, and I have like a bunch of the original He-Man too. So I'm like, yep, that's a kind of a good one to collect.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's kind of like, I don't know what term I'm looking for, but like bittersweet, maybe.
Yeah.
Like in one hand, it's like the line's dead. So in one hand, it's like, man, I wish I could still get more. But in the other, it's like,
it's finite.
It's done.
Well,
you got them all. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
The last series, they only put three out. It's like every single one of them had four, and the last one they put three. I'm like, why? Why do that?
Yeah,
that was my main complaint. Is like, just one more, just one more.
Yeah.
I feel that, but you know, it's like, you know, it's a completed collection now, and I think that's also kind of cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I've got them. I got the complete LJN set.
Yeah, I saw those sitting back there. Those are nice. And then sweet. No, don't do this to
you
me.
You got
don't do
this to Warrior.
Me. Warrior. Hold on, let me.
Oh my God! Look at this.
There we go.
Oh
Warrior.
Oh no.
Somewhere.
Oh, oh and they're loose.
Oh, he's got the belt too, man.
Oh, and he's got the ring. Frankie, is that?
I got three rings.
First name.
You got three.
Oh, wow. And there's more if you can see them.
Holy moly.
Yep. And but this one, that was my very first one I bought whenever I was a kid. That's the exact one I had too.
Wow.
Yep.
So,
yep.
That's awesome, man.
Check this back down without mocking stuff over.
Yeah. Don't
no, you no,
the, stuff at our expense.
No, that's the more you knock over, the longer you get to stay in your room.
That's it. Yeah.
That's true. Tornado.
Yeah, but you knock that honky tonk man over, and he's gonna get scratched up or something.
Honky Tonk Man is the only one I repaint. He's a repaint. I had to repaint him because he was pretty beat up when I bought him.
Yeah.
But yeah, my Warlord's in absolute perfect shape, and it's like, it's like the most valuable one I have, I think.
Wow. So, I mean, obviously, like, I know that you collect bendies. I already knew that you did. Do you get the big rubber guys then?
I got Matt and Brian.
Okay.
And I have a feeling Danhausen's about to come out, and I'll probably get him. But, man, I really don't have the room to display those guys back here. They're just a little too big.
Yeah.
With your LJNs.
Well, I know, but.
But you'd probably keep them in package or.
The Matt and Brian. Yeah, it's signed. Yeah. Like I said, nice. that's pretty much what I look for in the new stuff is like signed stuff. And I've got probably 45 micro brawler signed. And
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool, man.
What about your Masters of the Universe stuff? You got any of those signed or?
No, actually I don't.
I mean, so I know it's a little tougher to get.
Been able to meet a couple of those guys. So I figured it would be weird to have like one or two of those signed.
Yeah.
In fact, the ones that have passed away now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, man, that Masters line, like, I wasn't a He-Man guy, but I really loved the idea of, like, the Remco style. And I thought they were so cool. So I was going to be a completist. And then at a certain point, I'm just like, what am I doing? Like, I don't collect all these people. I don't really care about He-Man that much. Let me see which ones I can, like, take the, the gear stuff off of to make more of just, like, a Remco style.
Right.
That would look natural and just keep the people that I collect. So I just
I've got a bunch of the Remcos, AWA Remcos, too.
Oh, man. Okay, so where does your collecting start as a kid? You know, you said, you know, that you had that Superfly Jimmy Snuka that was, you know, yours as a child, you know.
Exactly. My first one. Yeah, that's started with the LJNs. I got it at next time. I got it in Clarksville, Tennessee at Walmart. I remember the day I bought it. And that's been 1984, I think.
You said it was a Walmart?
Yeah.
They had Walmart back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. It's like 1984.
Walmart was a book from there.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Ended up getting a bunch of them for trades. And then I ended up getting the LJNs, but the Remcos too. It's like, because I was a huge wrestling fan whenever I was a kid.
So you were getting those as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got probably 10 or 12 of the ones that I had whenever I was a kid still.
I'm just trying to think. I don't know if we've really had anyone talk about getting Remcos as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I know that we had, you know, we've had people that, you know, like they got LJNs. Like they remember, you know, those being advertised for the first time and, you know, when Hasbro first came out. But I can't recall Remco. So that's pretty cool.
Well, the first Remcos I got, I got the Fabulous ones because they were in the Nashville wrestling that I watched like 10 years before I watched any other kind of wrestling, and the Road Warriors because they're the best team ever.
Yeah, I see you got that animal sitting down there, the
right
wrestling buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, man. His head there. Oh, yeah.
I got a pretty good Road Warrior collection. I mean, I could show you the toy.
I would love to, man. I mean, absolutely go for it.
Well, let's see here. Can y'all see the Road Warrior stuff?
Oh, wow.
Whoa, and you got LOD 2000.
Yep.
The bendies. Dude. Oh, my gosh.
Damn.
Look, I
got two sets of the bendies.
Set up.
Bell to bell.
That's signed by, if you can see the one that I'm pointing to, that's Precious Paul and Animal signed that. There's the Hasbros in package up there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And the paintings up there, I had a couple friends paint them for me. So
yeah, those were wood burnings or?
Yeah.
No, paint, yeah.
Paint, yeah. So is that like WCW style or AWA?
Probably later. Yeah, the those right there were probably later because they're paint.
Okay.
Paint was kind of simple back in
Yep.
Back to begin with.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's awesome.
There's some Remcos.
And you got some cool stuff, dude. Oh, squirt heads, dude. Oh, man. Oh,
my wife got those from Brian. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, those from Brian. Let's see here.
Man, I'm glad you're on your phone. This is this is cool.
Wait, are those all wrestling shirts?
Oh, no. That's probably 50 of them.
Wow. Okay.
I got a lot of band shirts. I got a lot of wrestling shirts.
Oh, man. That's cool. Band shirts, too. Damn, that's cool.
I can't.
Power pad.
I guess the Nintendo in the box there somewhere.
Wow. Yeah, there it is. Shit.
Oh, that's the NES. That's the OG.
With the power pad.
What's it's still in there, too.
So they had the track and field game that came with like Mario and Duck Hunt. There's like another one that came with three of them.
Yeah.
And the power pad, there's games where you can like run. You run on the pad and it like runs in the game. It's like a Wii. Okay. It's like a Wii before a Wii.
Yeah, or like Dance Dance Revolution. Or
yeah. But yeah, it was called the power pad. I had one as a kid. I have one now.
I thought it was a jump to conclusions mat.
Well, you could jump on them.
Yep. You could always play it. Always play with a controller though. I never.
Yeah. It's hard. Like my brother, like he used to go on and used to cheat, and he would put his hands on it and start going like a bongo. And
smack him.
And I would like kick him in the head because I'm running like you know my ass off, and I'm like, you asshole, and you know, kick him in the head.
That's funny.
Your room is sick. That's
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying you took about half of it. Oh, let's see. What else do I got? This? Can you see?
Oh, man. Signed Briscoe Brothers.
Wow. Yeah, there's
both versions.
The yeah.
Oh, cool. That's a Brody King. Oh, the Brian.
Scott Hall.
Razor. Yeah. Oh,
Razor, yeah.
Wow.
And there's all the
Micros.
Damn. His Remy Brawler asses.
Yep. Let's see what else. And hey, there's the eggs.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah.
You got your silver balls hanging from the ring.
I remember Billy when you came up and I'm like,
You handed me an egg and I'm like, he's like, sign it. And I'm like, all right.
That's cool though, man. I appreciate that.
Oh, we appreciate it, man.
Well, so far you guys are the only ones that signed them for me. I need to get about 9 more signed.
Yeah.
Nice. So who are your goals for the others to sign?
Well, I'm trying to get not the big three, you know. I don't want Brian, Matt, and Mark on it, but
it's like
pretty
major
much anybody else that's on. I mean, I sent one to Shawnee, he's going to sign it, and Sunil's going to sign one for me.
Yeah, cool.
But just whoever else is like well known, but not like the top three.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to go with Eamon. You know, Johnny and Diana Sisko, I think, are up there.
Cool.
Let's see, Justin Walsh.
Good deal. It's like, well, give me ideas. I'm like,
so many, you know, and it's probably going to be like, I don't know, the first 9 that you,
or the first 9 we had on MWO.
Exactly. It's like, hey, hit me up.
There's a lot of,
Hey, I'll sign your egg. Maybe you set up a deal with each other. I don't know. But.
I mean, it would be cool to try to get like all the, the guys who were running the different, you know, like retro companies and like stuff like that. Like if you tried to get like Zombie and and like, you know, the guy that's doing Power Town, I'm sorry, I don't remember his name, but.
Rosenthal.
Maybe like, we try to do something like that would be kind of cool.
I love it. Just,
you know, Canic, Shoes. Yeah.
Canic's one of the ones that I'm planning on seeing if I can get to do it.
Yeah.
Or what if you try to get the whole WTW crew?
Oh yeah, so WTW is Matt's World Trampoline Wrestling.
World Trampoline, yeah.
A lot of the people.
Gravina would sign it for sure, 100%. I know that.
Yeah, John Gravina, Sal Aguayo, Chris Sweeney. Those are kind of the main ones that are still in the group.
Well, like I say, put some feelers out, for me.
Yeah, so
sign these in for this guy.
You know, any
Hey, we're looking for egg
live
donor.
Shows or anything to go to?
Probably not. they always come, and there's been like Jeff Jarrett was one a few weeks ago. EC3 was a couple weeks ago when I got his, whenever him and Matt had the hardcore match.
Yeah.
And Matt signed his figure, and I got that one from Matt, and I got EC3 to sign it too.
Yeah.
Nice.
So he kind of marked out for it. He held it up and he's like, "This was a weapon."
Funny.
So what state are you from, Joel?
Tennessee, Middle Tennessee.
Okay. Yeah, because there hasn't been really any live events, you know, major pod live events near. We need to get some kind of.
Last one was StarCast.
Okay. Well, I was talking about like the major pod. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get one like kind of in the middle there. I think would be kind of cool, like somewhere right in there.
Right. I mean, I have a feeling. Like I say, we're supposed to get WrestleMania in 2027, so
yeah.
Maybe that's whenever I'll see like everybody influx to my state.
Yeah, yeah, I'd come up for that.
Yeah, straight yeah. Shot. Yeah. I was gonna say Florida, Tennessee.
It's fairly not bad. Nah, it's probably like an hour flight if that.
Hmm.
Oh, my son lived in Florida, and I think 8 hours. He lived in Pensacola. Nice. Yeah,
okay, yeah. So that's way up north though. Yeah, because I'm like way south.
Ah, okay, I got you. Yeah, yeah, probably.
I'm probably 5 hours from Pensacola.
Oh wow!
Oh, good deal. Yeah,
yeah, I'm way down, dude. Yeah, no, that's cool.
But yeah, you know, we're talking about these eggs. We need to give some context behind this.
Yeah. All right. Joel,
oh yeah. Know this story.
Matt was having his whatnot, and I look on there, and I'm like, I'm kind of the ones that gets like goofy, unusual stuff. And Matt finished his whatnot, and he's like, "Hey, hold on for a minute." And he holds up this egg carton, and it's dripping with yolk. I shit you not, it has egg yolk dripping from it. He threw it up, and I'm like, $12 bid, and I got it. So I'm like, immediately, I think, man, I just bought trash. I'm like, I just bought a piece of garbage, and I'm like, let me figure out a way to turn this around. So I went to Hobby Lobby and got some eggs, and I'm like, hey, let me get these eggs signed. And everybody that I showed it to is like, hey, that's pretty cool. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it was just a spur of the moment buy.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, but it's a story. It's fun. And, you know, eventually when you get that carton filled with
all these eggs,
you know, what a post in the group, maybe Major Mark purchase of the week,
kind of thing.
Dude,
yeah.
Whenever I finally get it done. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Shawnee said he might, if he can go to a cap show, get a couple, you know, get some of them signed up there. So yeah, it'll come together eventually.
Yeah. You know, it's not like a big hurry or something. It's just when it comes, it comes.
Yep. Like I say, you three were the first though. So
yeah. Hell yeah.
Now, I got a quick question. I'm pretty sure I wasn't that bad at this show, but they weren't real eggs, right? They were like fake.
Oh, no. They were hobby.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, wait a minute.
You would have went to side that thing and it would have broken.
Yeah, they were Hobby Lobby. They were just dumb.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Now, did we all sign them in different color paint pen?
Yeah. I think so.
Pretty sure.
Okay, so, well, the thing is, if they are, I think you got to do everyone different.
Oh.
None of them can be the same.
I don't know if they make that many paint
pens. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Blue.
Nice.
Yeah.
Us far with that nice little signature there.
Green.
The like wiener a penis. On there. I remember that.
Kind of like a penis.
No, I really? Did. It is.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah, so I got red, green, and blue.
I love it.
And of course, I keep getting there's Matt, so.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. It's so good.
You know, and I can't even think of anything right now, but what I love about this community is that we can get, you know, just these very strange off the wall things to have people sign or whatever. And like, yeah, you know, it might get a little laugh, but other than that, like no one really like bats an eye. It's not like, oh, what's this fucking idiot doing with the, like, no, it's like, yeah, this is crazy and fun. And, you know, somehow people just kind of get it.
I can't figure out who's worse on them though. Is it Matt or is it Danhausen? I mean, he sold some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Brody in the hotel room sold a Bible. And I was like, oh my Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Yeah.
Even Matt was thinking about doing that, and he went,
no,
maybe I shouldn't sign the Bible. I think
that's bad vibes.
But he signed a pillow and toilet paper. And
hey, go get the bar of soap. Sign the bowl. Okay. Here, go get the coffee pot and sign it. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Right. Oh, man. It's just, it's funny, again, what this community has, like, done for a lot of us. Just said, we're all just cool with just doing fun things, and you know, it doesn't always have to be serious. And you know, eventually, you're gonna have a carton full of eggs from Matt's used egg carton.
So many people that are willing to help out. It's like, you know, I try to, I'm 100% on the cards, the monthly cards, and every single time that one comes out, it's like, all right, I need this one, and there's always somebody to hit me up. And
oh, so you're a completist on all of them?
I've got every single one of them,
nice. Awesome.
Is it even variants and
Every one. So, all five series so far.
Nice.
Yeah, and the next one, gosh, it should be.
It seems like it was like 3 months ago that was EP3, man.
Yeah,
I was keeping up on that for a minute. I think I had series one and two, and then
hey, I got a bunch off of you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Sorry, that was a little while ago. I forgot about that.
I got a bunch off of you.
Yeah, no, that's right. That was you. You sure you don't want any more?
I'm kidding.
No, it was funny. It was just like,
because Jake's always trying to wheel and deal with something.
That's what I do. I mean, I've got a bunch of stuff I always put up for sale, and nobody usually hits on it. So,
right. Yeah. But the card, I loved the cards. It was just, but it just got to the point where it was getting too difficult for me to be, because I'm a completist when it comes to those. So it was like, there's no way. Well, yeah. I mean, because that one, I got the Chelsea Kiss card and the Jeff Jarrett one. I actually bought those off of Matt for $250.
Oh, Lord.
I've
got all of mine at a pretty decent price. It's like, pretty good price. I think I paid it. I think I paid $75 for my Chelsea Kiss card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think that's the most,
The card game, especially like back in the day, was.
Oh, it was crazy.
It was wild.
I hated it.
Oh,
now they'll still go for a little bit at first, but then.
No, they're easier now.
Well, and what's crazy is like I had an offer to buy both Series 1 and 2 for $1,000 off of me. And I was like, no way, dude. You know, because I was like, at that time, I was like, I just paid $250 for two cards. And, you know, it was like, I was like, this is like $2,500. I'm like,
now you wish you could get
it. Now I'm like, dude, I'll take $150 for everything. Just get it out of here. Like, I don't even care anymore.
$150? Let's see. My next bonus. I might get with
them. Okay. I mean, I'm not going to let me look at it, but we'll see. maybe $200. Honestly, I thought it. No, I was just going to say, well, just hit me up later, Joel. Talk. If you really do, if you're interested, I'll probably let them go for cheap because I'm not doing anything with them.
Like I say, I like them. They're fun.
Oh, they're awesome. It's got to the point where I'm so far behind now. Plus the ones I got rid of, I'm not even complete on that anymore. I'm out of it, you know, but
they kept adding variants.
Yeah, because
Series 3 is my favorite, as the one where they had the regular card, the signed card, and the color version. Right. Like all three of them, I love.
No, those are great, but it's just like some of the cards they make such a limited quantity of, and most of the people don't want to get rid of them, and then the ones that do, the price is like astronomical. So it's like, man.
First day it's like, here, $75. It's like, ugh.
Right.
Like, don't make me do this.
Right.
I usually end up getting, I think the most I paid for a signed variant was probably Danhausen, the first one this year, and I think I paid $60 for it.
Yeah.
That's not that.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To keep up. It's like, because I know I'm going to have to keep up now. It's like, well, might as well.
Well, that's the other thing with it, too. You never know when another one's going to become available. You know what I mean? So it's like, do I buy this one now, like definitely overpriced, or do I just try to hold out and wait and see if I get a better deal somewhere? But
I get antsy.
If it's there and it's available,
later it's on flea market for $40, and I'm like, okay, well, I could have saved $20.
Yep. Oh well, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and that's that's how like crazy that the card game was at the beginning. You know, Aaron Ortiz was like insane about like, say like the stomp one, you know, from series one, for instance. Like,
yeah,
there's a regular, there's a dual signed one. And then like, he would like, get, if you're,
take,
you
know, he'd get the, and get it,
huh? Yeah. He'd get the regular one. And this one signed just by Matt. This one signed just by Brian. This one signed by both. This one signed by Kurt Hawkins.
Oh, dang.
You know, so it would be, you know, it would be different. You
see,
know,
like, that like, didn't count.
Like seven of diff- yeah.
In my head, it never counted.
What never
counted? You know, that's Aaron's? Personal collection
stuff. Oh, yeah.
Those, yeah. Like,
well, no.
If
yeah,
it's not because, official, it ain't count.
What? But that's in your mind because it, everybody's collection is what's in here. You know what I mean? Right. So there's no right collection. There's no wrong collection. There, you know, I guarantee you, Andrew, there's stuff that I have that you're like, what the hell? Why is he collecting this? Or what, you know, what's his thought process on this? And I know there's stuff you have. I'm like, why is he? I'm going to be honest with you. Like, why do you collect all this crazy ass shit? You got everything. You know, you have every single thing ever made. But that's because that's what you love. And that's what you're passionate about.
There's times where he questions his own thought process.
Yeah. I'm like, why am I doing this? You know, it's just, but it's just everybody has their, like, for me, I'm trying to be minimal.
Yeah.
And it's, I know it's not working, but like my deal is, you know, I have these major bendies of people we've had on the show and they're all autographed in white. Well, tell me why I have a Nails and a, who else did I just, and
Effie. Damn it,
Effie, you know, like in there, like,
I don't know. You tell me, Jake.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm breaking my own rules because in my head, I want to be
because you completed your collection.
I know.
You completed it. So then it's like, shit. Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got it done.
Now what do I do?
It always leads somewhere else. It's like, I got done with the LJNs. Yeah, I'm not going to get nothing else. Okay, I like these little micro brawlers. Next thing you know, I've got 150 of those. And hey, let's start collecting major pod stuff.
Dude, it literally is scratching that figure itch. That's what it is.
And my wife shakes her head now. She's like, okay, you got 14 boxes today. It's like, okay.
When I first realized I was like on the path of completing every, and at the time it was every Zach and Kurt figure.
Right.
And I'm trying to think the very first ringside Remco style might've been out. I'm pretty, yeah, they were probably out, but like, we didn't have like all these Matt and Brian's like we do now. When I realized I was like right on the verge of being complete, I was like, oh, I need to complete this. And it's, you know, that thrill of like, oh, I'm getting this, I'm getting that. And once I like finished it, I oddly felt like kind of empty. Like, what do I do now?
Right.
I completed this.
That's like, why you put things off.
I mean, I'm glad I didn't, because, you know, some of that stuff, like,
no, some of this stuff's cheap to get.
I know it's, luckily I didn't spend a whole lot. But some of it's not the easiest to find, like those little
I see those everywhere. The microaggressions. Microaggressions?
I'm trying to remember what one. No, the Bastion Brawl or whatever.
Well, the big hand.
Those are the hardest ones to get.
Right. Yeah. Like they're like the tiny, you know,
Those are the hardest ones to get out of all.
Right.
Of them.
Those right don't now. Really pop up.
But they weren't like that before. Before it was the like the
those even tinier ones were tough too. Yeah,
and the Treacherous Trios.
Yeah,
I need that set.
Me too.
Right, and that one's pretty pricey.
Yeah, it went down a little, but I mean, it's still up there.
Still like over 100, you know, around $100 or so.
It used to be $300.
I've got the Edgehead set signed by all three of them. So,
oh hell yeah.
Yeah.
Now wait a minute.
That's easy to get. That's a variant, or someone colored that.
That they had to.
Someone colored that. Something.
That's
purple and orange.
What are those damn things called?
These are the called rumblers.
Rumblers. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, not those.
$6.
No, not those.
Well, yeah, and that's a custom. Oh,
may have been colored with markers.
Yeah. There's this one too.
Yeah. The
jerk off
power slammer.
Power jerk.
Anyway, my point was like, I get it. You know, you you're going through a collection, you kind of finish that, and then it's like, oh, what do I do now? You know, and then it's like, oh, you're trying to like scratch that figure itch somehow.
That's it. Yeah. Can't stop. It's like, yep. I got Matt's new Brawler, Micro Brawler the other day on his whatnot. It's like, all right, well, here we go.
Yeah.
It's like the Deathmatch King one. Yeah.
Man, it's cool. Very detailed.
Yeah, they're fun. So,
yeah. I wonder if this, I mean, he was close to it anyway. I wonder if this officially pushes him to having the most Micro Brawlers.
Well, it was either him or Danhausen or so.
In different molds, you know, because like the Macho has several, but like some of them were like repaints, and that still counts.
There's others too that are different molds.
And Ric Flair's got a bunch.
Yeah.
Flair's got several.
Colt.
Like Danhausen has like
a lot.
Six different molds, I think.
Right.
I think
Matt has something like that too. I think it's probably those two.
Matt, Brian.
I think I got them all. I mean, I'm
fucked up ones too.
I'm missing a couple. Yeah, I've got those.
Yep.
Signed. I'm missing a couple. Chase.
Swap. But I'm about to get them out.
Yeah, I've got. I've got the little bitty tiny black and white Swoggle.
Yeah.
In the bag.
Oh, cool. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't have the color versions though yet.
Very
cool. Oh yeah, yeah. So you know, were you a fan of these guys for a while? Like
before I got into Matt and Brian as the Edgeheads.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, hey, I kind of like these guys. And then it went from there. And then whenever Kurt was on his losing streak, I was so bummed about it. But I know it's cool now. But I was so bummed. I'm like, why are they letting him lose every week? Yeah.
Right.
And then Matt won the belt. And it was just only to lose it the next day. And it broke my heart. But
yeah.
But it's come to expect from WWE, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Right. You know, and it's interesting, like, you know, because at first, you know, Brian's losing streak was a thing of them not really paying attention or caring.
Right.
Until he had the wherewithal to be like, hey, wait a minute.
Let me embrace
this. Let's make this something. Yep. And because of that, he got over.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, there's some of my favorite. There are a couple of my favorite dudes in the wrestlers there. Actually, right now it's like up there ever.
Right.
Yeah. 100%. I was going back and you know checking out some of your stuff, and you know Impact was in Tennessee a lot, so you got to go to some of those shows and enjoy some special moments. It looks like.
Yeah, the first shows back whenever was a Slammiversary in 2021, was it? I think it was 2021 whenever we came back from COVID. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I got to see Matt and Brian and Chelsea and the Real Learning Tree and Good Brothers and Kenny Omega got up in my wife's face and like wanted to fight her. Actually on the show, I mean, he walked up to her and is like straight up in her face for like a good 10 seconds. It was like, oh, she's pretty proud of it now. Had a bunch of ladies, like, it actually made What Culture. It was like the little picture on What Culture was Kenny Omega in my wife's face.
Oh wow. Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Because she was right back in his
right.
No, that's cool. Cool. Yeah, I remember seeing the clip.
Oh, that, yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. She loved it. And she still brags. Anytime she gets to talk wrestling, she's like, hey, I got in Kenny Omega's face and it was on TV. And she's like all proud. And like, I'm just standing right beside her. I'm like, uh-oh, she's not going to hit him.
Yeah.
I'm out of this. You guys just.
Sorry, Kenny.
They knew that she's one of the ones that they knew they could mess with. I mean, we're always right there on ringside.
Okay.
So they knew they could mess with us.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool. It's nice when you almost develop like a trust as a fan that they know that they can come around and do that kind of stuff without you like overreacting.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. That's cool. I love
that. Sometimes Impact, there was probably September, October, November. Like we'd go to the TV tapings for all those. We'd go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we was there for a whole lot of it.
That's awesome.
And then we got to see Crockett Cup, That's whenever we first of all met.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's when we met the Briscoes. Wow. And those are some of the best. Those two guys are like two of the best human beings ever, man. They were good dudes. And we get to see a bunch of NWA tapings. And like I say, I was there. I was there whenever Matt won the NWA belt. That was like in the next county over from me.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's so cool.
Damn.
I mean, yeah, you are like in a good hot spot for wrestling. Like,
yeah.
Especially a lot of those companies, man, that is so cool. Like, what about growing up? Assuming maybe a lot of WCW?
No, growing up, it was Jerry Jarrett's Nashville, Memphis wrestling.
And I was going to ask about that, too, if some of that
stuff that was – I watched that. We didn't have cable. And I watched that probably 5 years before I ever saw any other brand. Wow. And so, you know, I was – got to see Macho Man before he went to the EE. I got to see Fabs, Rock and Roll Express, Jerry Lawler all the time. And I mean, they were always coming around to the counties next to me. It's like it was either in Houston County or Dixon or Montgomery County or Dover, somewhere around. There was like every couple months there was a wrestling show. So I got to see Sting and Ultimate Warrior wrestle within the first 6 months of them even starting ever.
That's crazy, man.
Like as the Blade Runners or whatever, or?
As the Freedom. Well, they were actually the Freedom Fighters before.
Wow.
The little black and white. I got a program with them, and they're listed as the Freedom Fighters on it.
Wow.
But they actually turned bad like a week or so before, so they were technically the Blade Runners, but it was listed as the Freedom Fighters. Yeah. And I had that program signed, signed by Jim Helwig and Steve Borden.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, and I lost that, man, and I kicked myself so
No.
I bet you I had 15 Macho Man signed. It's like Eddie Gilbert. He's dead. So many of them now are dead, and it's like,
hot stuff. Eddie Gilbert.
Don't know what the stuff is or sold it or.
Well, no, what had happened is I had a bag of wrestling stuff, and I took it, and it was in my locker. And then we had to go back and get our report cards on Saturday. And whenever I went back to get my report card, I was going to clean my locker out. The janitors had already cut the lock off and cleaned them out.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, where's it at? Well, they cleaned it out. I'm like, yeah, so. I have a freaking history folder in there that was just crazy. Because every time I would go, I would get everybody there to sign. So like good guys and bad guys too. No. Yeah. So I had the whole roster. So it's like all of those like legendary guys now.
Dude.
Damn. Yeah. I hate.
Yeah, it makes me sick, man.
I'm sitting here like, for you. I know, dude.
Yeah, it's kind of hard, but it happens.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, but still.
I feel like this is a good time for one of my favorite songs. Don't tell my heart. Damn, dude, that sucks, bro. What's that?
Billy Ray. It's a Billy Ray.
Oh, hell yeah, that's what I named my truck.
Billy Ray.
Hell yeah.
I mean, you know, unfortunately, this stuff is gone, but like, you know, you still have a lot of good memories from it too. You know, so,
well, I got
to have those experiences.
Yeah,
not many people get that.
Right.
I've seen them all, man. It's like. A good story I had. Do you remember do you ever heard of Norvell Austin and Coco Ware being the PYT Express back in the day?
Okay,
they dressed up like Michael Jackson. They wore the red jackets, but then they were the pretty young thing is like Norvell, Coco, and Billy Travis later on. But I went up to them, asked if I could sign. Norvell was like, no, hey, we're the bad guys. We don't sign. And I'm like, well, I'm a bad kid. Just thing popped in my eye. And he looked over at Coco, and he's like, all right. And he picked it up and signed it and handed it over to Coco, and he signed it. But, yeah, he's like, to the bad kid is what he signed.
Oh, wow. Well, that's awesome. To
the bad kid. I'm like, yeah, that was kind of funny. I mean, I know it was, they were signing for other people, but he was just picking it. But, yeah, I remember that back in the day.
That is great.
Man. Yeah, you – see, you know, we started just talking about like how cool your collection is and all of that, but like you have got a history, a plethora of stories you know, with, you know, I mean, modern and old school stuff, you know, just being able to go to all these different shows, like that's really cool. I loved it, man.
Yeah. Cause they would go, and back in the day when they're in the territories, you know, it's like, hey, if your football team needed a fundraiser, it's like, bring the wrestlers here. It's like, yeah. Cause they were all with, you know, within a couple hours of Nashville. Mm-hmm. So I remember whenever at a show I went to, my mom was a little late coming to pick me up and I was helping break the ring apart. Well, the bad guy, I forgot who it was, had knocked the good guy out with a pair of brass knuckles.
Mm.
And that pair of brass knuckles was laying there, and I picked it up, and it was a straight up soft piece of foam, like a smushy piece of foam that was painted. And I picked it up and squeezed it, and dude was like, yeah, maybe you shouldn't have found that.
Jeez.
But yeah, that's whenever I found out. I'm like, okay, yeah, this is totally fake, but totally scripted. I didn't think scripted whenever I was a kid, obviously.
Right.
But I still loved it. I never wanted to think, okay, well, this is fake, so I'm not going to watch it.
Good.
But yeah, a soft foam piece of foam brass knuckles.
Wow.
I don't know. I still feel like it's real. I don't know.
Sometimes. It's
real.
I don't know. I think it's just like I mean, it's scripted, but it's real. But no, it's just like I never had one of those moments, like where, you know what I mean? Like I've seen a missed punch or something. And it's like, oh, come on. But it's just like there's still that little kid inside of me that wants to believe Santa Claus is real. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like I still watch and I still pay attention. And I still look at these things like and believing in the story, you know, mm-hmm. following and like with the intent, like, man, this could be real. Like, I was just watching an interview with Edge the other day. He was talking about Matt Hardy and like how they like blurred the lines of like what really happened and all that.
Yeah.
And it was just like, dude, I remember feeling like this is real. Like they're, you know what I mean? It's just, it's so crazy that they can take this product still to this day and make you believe that this guy is going to kill this other guy, because you know what I mean? And it's just like, It's pretty damn cool.
This guy just finished delivering the mail and he's got a grudge with the policeman.
Do we have Rory Fox against?
I used to think that Big Boss Man.
Yeah, I know.
When I was a kid, I'd be like, oh shit, this guy literally like delivers the mail all day and then he comes in and he like takes out his aggression in the ring or something. Like, he really like insulted this guy's wife. Like he deserves it. Like, yeah, I used to think that as a kid, like, you know, like you think Santa comes to deliver the presents, you know?
Yeah.
WWE
had them all, man. I mean, they had the Repo Man and they had the plumber and they had the Florida Gator Trapper and, you know, just whatever.
Oh man, Skinner, dude, he was remember spitting his chew in people's face and all that.
I know, right? But he went from being like super pretty Steve Kern from the Fabulous Ones to whoa, what the heck is going on with Steve now?
Right, right. Like, dude, it was just because I'm trying to remember one thing that would always kind of mess me up was like when people would jump from WCW to WWE or WWF back then. You know, it's like, oh, why did they leave? Or, you know, I didn't get the inner windings of it. I didn't understand.
They had to watch the Fat Chick Thriller, Mike Awesome.
That 70s guy. But yeah, that's what, whenever Lawler went to the WWF and they were all like, it's like this, whenever the territories were going down, you know, it's like, I got to see these guys in my own towns.
Sure. So you,
all of a sudden, I couldn't see Lawler. All of a sudden, I couldn't see Savage. It's like they were all going all at one time. It's like I was so bummed. It's like, who are these new guys here? But
I was just going to say, I think that might have been the difference because, like, I never went to any of that stuff as a kid. Like, I went to one WWF show in 91 or 92, I think it was, you know, and it was just like, it was awesome, but like it was a WWF house show, you know, and the main event was Hulk Hogan and the Macho Man against the Undertaker and Jake the Snake Roberts tag team. Second row ringside, dude. It was cool. And You know, Hack Sergeant Duggan was there, Sergeant Slaughter, the Owen Hart and Jim the Anvil Neidhart, you know, the Beverly Brothers. It was just the Smoking Guns. Like, there was just so many cool things. But, like, that's the only thing I was exposed to. I never saw, like, the indies or, like, any other organizations. There was, like, nothing around, you know, by me. So it was just – didn't really know about any of that stuff. So it's kind of cool to hear your story where, you know, you like grew up on these guys prior to them going, you know, yeah, to the big league and stuff. And, you know, so like you kind of knew the background of them, which is really awesome.
Yeah. It's always fun to look back. I mean, we had those later on. We had, forgot what year it was, but it was Ricochet's first year. He wrestled Ricochet and Chuck Taylor. They wrestled right down the road from me in my own town. And it's like, yeah, it was his first year. I mean, he was like 16 years old.
Oh, green as hell.
Oh yeah, dude. He had a giant afro and just a little kid. It was like, you could tell he was like super athletic because he was doing the flips and stuff back then. But yeah. I mean, not like he is right now, but
yeah, now it's been fine. I'm sure.
Him within his first few months of wrestling.
Yeah. It's so cool.
Middle Tennessee is a pretty good, pretty good wrestling area. Yeah,
it's definitely a hotbed for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like I said, I started watching wrestling probably in 1982. I want to say with my great granddad. My great granddad was Jake, actually.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Jake Brooks, and I watched. He would watch it, so I'd watch it with him, and then like I started loving it and never looked back.
That's awesome, man! I love that story.
Never look back. Tradition. No breaks.
In high school.
Yeah, there it is.
Everybody has a high school, but I still kind of kept up with it. But then I was going out and doing stuff with my friends, so I wasn't able to watch it as much. But I was still kind of keeping up with it, and like the WrestleManias and stuff. Whenever I was a kid, we'd all rent. We'd have a sleepover, six or seven of us, and we'd rent the wrestling ones, Faces of Death, and Rad every single time. I rented Rad so many times from the movie store down here that finally she's like, "Here, I want you to have this." And she gave it to
me. Oh, hell yeah.
Wow.
I wish I still had it. It disappeared, but yeah.
Oh, man.
Damn janitors.
I know.
I know.
That was it. We'd all rent WrestleMania 1, 2, 3, whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Wow. Man, that's cool.
Fun times.
Yeah, Joel.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be 50 in like 2 weeks. So
wow. I wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah,
50. I have a kid who is 30.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a kid who is 30 years old.
Wouldn't have even known.
No, yeah. Would not have.
Honestly,
guessed.
I thought you were like 30.
Yeah, if anything, like had 35. A toddler or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Nobody guessed my age. It's the beard.
Well, yeah, because like my beard is like super white, but my wife plucks all my whites out. But it like, I'm not even joking, dude. But it I hate it.
You got to have hurts. The salt and pepper. Salt and pepper.
And I want to say, but whenever I brush mine out, the white ones are always the first ones to go.
Yeah.
But like I say, beard and tattoos. You know, if you want to look young when you're 50 years old, beard and tattoos.
There it is.
I'm going to have to get some just for men.
And toys.
And toys, yeah.
There you go.
Beards, tattoos, and toys.
Yeah, keeps you young. Keeps you young spirited. Oh,
yeah. How close are you to Omaha, Billy?
3 minutes.
Oh, I got my cousin Chris. I got a cousin Chris that lives in Omaha.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, we might be planning on going out there to visit him here in like within the next few months, I think.
Dude, yeah, if you do, please get a hold of me.
I will.
Like literally the city that I live in, like I just, it's so much easier for me to just say, I'm from Omaha.
Yeah.
You know, where technically I live in Carter Lake, Iowa. Nobody knows what that is. But it's like this, we're right on the border of Iowa and Nebraska. And just due to a stupid river change 100 years ago or whatever, like I cannot leave the city of Carter Lake, Iowa without going through Omaha, Nebraska.
All right.
So like to even like get back into Iowa, I have to go through Omaha. Like Carter Lake is literally inside of Omaha, Nebraska. So
yeah,
that's how close I am to it.
Yeah, definitely. If I go out there, you know, it's like me and my sister were planning on.
Billy's a test subject that lives on an island in the middle of that water.
Billy lives. See the
fork?
Yep.
That's where the aliens come.
He's right there. He's right there.
The little horsey looking thing.
That's where the aliens land.
That's pretty cool. I would say that too. I mean, that looks like a place like that.
Oh, yeah. Damn. He lives on a golf course.
Looks like where there's like a military base. There's a golf course. Area 52 is over there.
Away, yeah.
You ever been to Vida, the Mexican restaurant over there?
Vida?
No.
I heard the grits are great.
Hey, La Vida. See that? Now we're talking about my city.
It's fine. It's a 4-hour flight for me. Why is it so far?
Because it's in the middle of the country and you're in south.
Wait a minute.
That restaurant.
About the same for me too.
That restaurant's been like 20 different things. So I've never been to this one yet.
Yeah. Is it a straight flight? I don't do.
No, you're going to have a stopover for can sure.
Be, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's. Let's
talk about
for
it.
For me,
later.
It's more so.
Yeah.
You got a toy store near you?
Yeah.
With some Bendies?
No. Bendies? Maybe. No. Bendums, right. Maybe.
Dude, just let me know. Canik's always at the events, like by me. I can get you whatever Bendies you want.
All right. We'll do that. And then, yeah, the four of us, need to plan a trip to Billy's house.
Yeah, I know
house.
We do. Or by then, you.
Billy's house.
By me.
Come see my cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, come see.
Whereabouts does your cousin live?
Do you know? I'm not sure exactly. I'll let you know. He's Chris Kendricks. All I know is it's Omaha. He's like sure. Omaha.
Okay. So okay.
It could be like your situation, like the next county over, just easy to say.
Brian Kendrick?
Yeah. Brian and Christopher Kendricks.
Nice.
They're brothers. Yeah, he's Chris's little, he's Brian's little brother.
With the cheetah print. Leopard print.
No, yeah, like I said, you know, if you do end up actually coming out this way, let me know and, you know, go, you know, hang out for a bit or, you know, just say hi or whatever.
Well, same with y'all. If y'all ever get to Middle Tennessee, I mean, y'all can come to my house and I'll have a cookout and I'll cook biscuits.
Oh,
barbecue?
Yeah, I can cook some good barbecue. I got a pit bull.
Oh, I'm so in.
Yeah, I got a pit bull, man. I surprise myself every now and then.
I'll help clean up because I'll pull a little janitor situation and take some of those Bendies off your hands with me.
Invitation.
Jake's like, buy my cards. Now let me buy your Bendies.
I just leave a wad of cash where I take some from.
I've got an Effie. That's Staple. The only extra. I think Effie's the only extra one I have at the moment.
Yeah.
Which have Effie.
The pink jacket one.
Oh, okay. I ended up
purple.
Yeah.
That was a good deal. But I can't wait till next month when we do that episode again. So I can
buy the episode.
All this.
Well, I'm hoping a pre-order goes
right.
I'm hoping it's a pre-order.
Is it this month?
Yeah,
it is this month. That's
know what I could buy the new set for mine. The Moo Moo housing and the
I've got Moo Moo ordered.
Yeah, I got three Maki Itos. I have to get the others.
I've got Moo Moo housing, I've got the Gold Horn Swoggle, I've got Demolition, I've got the Gold Horn Swoggle.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I've got the two Alley Catches and the Eddie Guerrero.
Nice.
Overall ordered.
Hornswoggle.
Ziggler.
I didn't get him.
Well, he hasn't shipped yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no, there's. I got the Demolition. They're supposed to be in Nashville on the first, June 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, at the Music City Toys. I mean, that's
that's
our claim to fame right there.
I wanted to go to them. They always have good good stuff on their live Facebook lives when they were
doing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they always got. Yeah, so they're going to have them. So the Demolition was supposed to have shipped out in March. Hopefully, we'll get them by June 1st. But if not, I'll just get Bubble signed.
Yeah. There's a lot of shipments coming in in June.
That's crazy, dude.
So,
too much.
You know, just production stuff holding things back. I'm not exactly sure, but a lot of that stuff
with a lot of companies
start to be on the way.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it'll be in time for
June
or then.
Yeah.
But well, like the bubbles work.
Yeah.
I got extra bubbles, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's like, yeah, what no, am I that's... What am I finding this empty Matt Cardona bubble for? It's like, oh, it's going to be your guys whenever y'all comes in.
Well, right. It's like, it's cool to have the bubble, you know, able to do that. But like, there's something a little nicer about like, hey, here's your figure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's, right. It's yeah. Like when I met Francine at WrestleCon, you know, I was getting my bubble aside and I had the Chase, the bloody sticker because I was getting, you know, the bloody mm-hmm. Chase version signed. And I had a Sabu bloody one for the, you know, cause for the sticker and I didn't bother to take the figure, you know, off of it or whatever, because it gives it more stability in my bag and everything. Yeah. So I'm like, just don't ask, but sign this for me. And she's like, why am I signing Sabu? And I'm like, cause I got to take the bubble off. And she's like, what? Like, and I had to like sit there and I'm like, explain it to her. And I'm like, Francine, just do it. Just do it. Don't ask because I'm gonna have to explain it. She's like, all right, I trust you. And I'm like,
yeah, I think they're all getting to know it by now, though.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, whenever I saw Jeff Jarrett, I got my Micro Brawlers and my Bendy signed by him. And I went up to him and I'm like, I want this one signed in this color and give him the paint marker. And he looked at it and I'm like, it's all shook up and everything. He's like, well, I love a person who comes prepared. He's like, Matt Cardona would be proud of you. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I couldn't wait to say that. So.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. Man. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a cool. lot of great stuff that we've gone over.
Yeah.
I feel like there's probably a ton more, too. You know,
I think the next part of this, we need to just all load up on the plane and head over to Jolt's house for this barbecue and biscuits, man.
Man, that'd be fun, dude.
I'm ready, dude. I'm ready. Let's go.
I got a place. I got an extra spare bedroom and a living room couch and a hangout area out back. And got a bunch of beer.
Oh, yeah. put me next to the beer. That's where I'm going.
Got the PBR
right
beside me here. But
beers and bendies. That's
put me
what
next
I want.
To all the single ladies. Let's go. I want a Southern wife. Let's go.
Hey, they're all over down here. And they're
no.
Yeah. And they like guys from other states too. So.
And they like what?
They like them guys from the other states too.
Let's go. Like, yeah. I like their accent. They could like mine. Let's go.
Well, there's some down here that like, works for me.
I'll butter your old biscuit.
They can butter my biscuits any day.
Some down here. My wife goes in to, every now and then she'll start and she will go just straight up Ellie Mae Clampett and I told her I had Sammy Callahan. She was talking to him and she said something and I'm like, oh my God, you just went like totally country. And I told him, I'm like, yeah, I call her Ellie Mae. And he's like, who is that? And I'm like, you don't know who Ellie Mae is from?
Yeah.
And when he ever figured out, he goes, oh yeah, you do sound like Ellie Mae.
Yeah.
So yeah, Sammy Callahan called my wife Ellie Mae and she still picks it for that one. Awesome.
That's nice. Yeah. Confusing Sammy Callahan, starting fights with Kenny Omega.
Understand.
Hey, your wife sounds like a tough cookie, man.
She's tougher than me, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's 14 years. I mean, she's 14 year combat medic. She was in the army.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Sure. So, yeah. She's
legit.
And she's got that.
Man, that's awesome.
She's got that soldier mentality. And, yeah, she don't take the shit off of anybody. And it's like me, I'm like, I'm all about peace and love, you know, and she's all about, don't touch me. Don't look at me weird.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome.
But she's great. We're yin and yang, man. We're opposites, but
yeah, two pieces.
We both love wrestling. And we both love heavy metal. So.
Oh,
hell.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't talk about that.
I was going to say, you know what? Give us maybe some concert or music stories and then we'll start to wrap it up.
Last concert was
Garth Brooks. And
I forgot. Good Lord, it's been a while. Let's see. I think it was probably Papa Roach and Papa Roach and Shinedown.
Okay.
Nice.
There's a new venue in Nashville. It's a amphitheater, but it's got a rock quarry behind it. It's absolutely beautiful at night. Awesome. They've got light shining on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's such a nice place. I have a feeling it's going to be one of those. Whenever the musicians are, hey, let's book that place because we want to go there.
It's like you and Billy have similar, you know, music coincidences. He just went and saw Cake at an amphitheater outside with beautiful pine trees at night. Mm-hmm. He's talking about how beautiful it was. Now you're just talking about, you know, this with the rocks at night. So Husfar and I need to go to a concert outside and with a waterfall or something. Maybe a
Red Rocks. Yeah, Red Rocks is. I've never been there, but and I really should have. But everything I've seen about it is incredible.
Oh, everybody knows about Red Rocks. You know, if you're like a concert person, it's like that's definitely one of the places you'd like. Hey, I'd like to see a show there one of these days. But
are you, so Red Rocks? It's in Colorado.
Yes,
and it's the stage is carved rocks. Into the like rocks. The side the of a mountain, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, Pearl Jam's played there a few times. Oh, yeah. Like I get to see all of the clips from there because I'm like I'm in big time Pearl Jam fan. But.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I saw Pearl Jam 2010, I think. Well, so yeah, 14 years ago.
I think I saw them in 2010.
Oh really? Cool.
Yeah. Very
cool.
I saw them in 1994. They were my first concert ever.
Oh wow! Awesome.
Pearl Jam and King's X, and then 2010, and then Eddie Vedder at the Ryman by himself, cool. And then Pearl Jam 2022. Oh. I saw them, yeah, because it was like, yeah. That's yeah, I saw them three times. They're great. They're great.
Yeah, y'all, they are awesome.
Yeah, I bet they'd be cool, good live.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're all talented.
It's like, nothing, can't go wrong with music, man, yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, any good rock concert is just, I mean, and I'm not going to knock any other kind of music, but when it comes to rock and it's just, you're just in it and it's going. And
it's like, oh, so whenever we went to Slipknot and Ice Nine Kills at Bridgestone, mm-hmm. and Jesus, dude, I thought the people were jumping so hard in the stands, yeah. and I thought they were gonna break. I'm like, because they were actually moving the whole. It felt like they were moving the whole arena.
Yeah.
Jeez. Wow. Yeah.
Like Slipknot is like, oh my lord, this is crazy. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Jake, is your Aerosmith getting rescheduled?
Okay. Funny you brought that up because they did get rescheduled. I'd already got my refund.
Oh no.
Well, I wasn't going to wait, dude. It was like 4 months already.
Well, and it seemed like it may not happen.
$3,000, dude.
Right.
But anyway, I didn't we didn't think they were doing anything. Right. So, and it's funny because my uncle, he's the one who got me into Aerosmith. So he's he's like into it way more than I am, but excuse me. He still had his tickets from the original time he purchased them.
Yeah.
Well, when they opened back up again, just a couple of weeks ago, he bought another set. So now he's got his original ones. Well, now it's sold out, and his original ones, he said he paid $2,700 for them. He's got offers for like $5,600 right now.
Oh,
I'm like, damn it. I should have kept mine. Cause I didn't go, I could have sold them for a profit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, dude. So he's like, yeah, he's all excited. But, mine's going to be in Tampa. It's still available, but the prices are like, it's going to be like 4 G's. Mm. And I'm just like, I mean, I just like, we literally just built our house and I need to buy a pool. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, but it was weird. I'm driving home. I'm just going to show you this. I screenshotted it. I'm driving home from work today. My phone goes off and this pops up from, it was a memory from like 2 years ago, but Joey Kramer, the drummer from Aerosmith, liked one of my comments on like just today, but it was from like 2 years ago. It was really super weird.
Whoa.
So I'm that's
always a cool feeling whenever somebody you look up to likes the stuff that you post.
Right. But it's not like I'm friends. I don't even follow him or anything. So it was like from 2 years ago. So it was really kind of strange, but
it's a sign.
I know. That's what I was saying. I instantly thought I was like, I almost texted you actually, Billy. I was like, you're going to guess who just liked one of my posts. But then I was like, man, maybe I should buy those tickets real quick. But then I was like, nah, I didn't.
Maybe you should get Aerosmith bendies signed in white.
Heck, do they have Aerosmith bendies?
No, but that'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
If they did.
Well, they probably got figured out there somewhere.
Oh.
You're like, shit, how can I make this happen?
Stop. Now you're thinking. It's like,
earlier today, I was thinking about like, I got to get a hold of somebody to get a giant Gonzalez made somehow. You know what I mean?
Now you got to hold of someone to get a
Aerosmith made. You got to stop it.
I was going to give you that set of cards, dude, by the way.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate
that. Yeah, I was going to give you that set of cards.
Yeah, I have those. I don't have the there's another WCW set. I actually don't have those. It's actually, Billy, you had sent years ago, you sent me the, it's like a black background with the gold stars. It's a WCW cards from 1990 or something like that. There's El Gigante ones in there. I don't have those that I need to get. And then Sal Davalo said, he messaged me a couple months ago too. He said he was going to send me some. He got these weird ones. I don't remember where they were from. I'd never seen them before, but there was like ones with like Hulk Hogan and but they're like European cards or something. I don't know. Right. I don't know. It's weird. You know, we're talking 30 some years later and there's like all this weird, these weird cards that I'd never seen before coming out. So I guess I got more Johnny Gonzalez and El Gigante crap to buy, but you know, it's all good. But no, I appreciate that, Joel. Yeah. I love those cards, but I actually have that whole, I have the whole complete set, including the,
you hologram. Got Sting?
Yeah. I got the hologram Sting card. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I need that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a bunch of those signed actually.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's cool. You got the El Gigante signed?
No. Yeah. If I did, dude, I would definitely hook you up. But I can't.
I would buy it off you. I couldn't take that as a gift. I appreciate it though.
Well, whatever. I mean, that's the way I am with people. Yeah. Like some special people in the group. It's like
that's,
I hold people up because everybody helps me.
That's a good thing. And that's the one thing about this group. It's like, I mean, we've made so many friends over the years and it truly is a family. And I can't tell you how many people have sent me gifts or just like, or like even you just offering me those cards, like, dude, that, like, you didn't have to do that. You know what I mean? That was super cool and generous of you. And, you know, but yeah, there's just so many things and stuff. And it's just like, you know, I needed to start doing that because I used to do giveaways and just like whatever random. We used to do that all the time in the group. It's been a long time since we've done that.
Well, and I was just thinking too, when you brought up like the cards that I gave you and stuff, like that was a thing that used to happen a lot, was like, you know, no one's required to do this stuff, but you know, you buy something from someone, they would always send like some cards. Extras. or a little cheapy figure or something. Right. Someone like way back when, I forget what I bought from them, but they sent an Ahmed Johnson Bendham along with it. Just, you know, and what was that girl's name? Like Natasha Bear or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I bought something from her and she just sent like random bone crunchers, and like people just used to do that kind of stuff all the time. And, you know, Joel, you know, I had mentioned how like my son was, you know, he's really, you know, loving Bendies and stuff, and you're like, hey, you know, does he have this, you know, and you were cool enough to just you know, send it, you know, and it's just so kind and awesome, you know, that this kind of stuff can happen.
No, it's
that's cool. I'm glad he enjoyed it, dude. So
dude, he absolutely like still loves it, and his thing too is like, because there's just like different like little toys, like mystery, you know, things you can get, and if it's silver or gold, it's like an ultra rare. So that mark that you sent in the silver and gold, he's in silver and gold, he's like ultra rare.
Nice.
That's awesome.
And like I say, I definitely like helping a kid's wrestling collect.
For sure. I mean, that's like more of a reward than getting it. You know what I mean? Just to see, like, hearing a kid just like, oh my God, freaking out about it. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
You know what, Billy? Have I ever sent Logan anything? I think I need to do that.
Okay. I mean, you know, nothing's expected, but.
I'm terrible. I promise you that. I'll find something. You'd be like, really, Jake?
he's, you know. No, he would absolutely just love, like, you know, your Hot Toys Dark Knight or something like that.
Oh, would he? He would.
That thing would be destroyed in 2 minutes.
He's smart. He doesn't.
Yeah, but the play with that stuff.
He puts it on display.
Well, no, I have all the pieces. I still have all the boxes too.
No,
I could send him like a head or something.
No,
a head?
Yeah, a Batman head.
No, you
do some of those things fuck? Are like going for like $40 and stuff, like just for the head.
A head
and the little face beat, like accessories, dude.
Yeah,
I was thinking about throwing them away because I like the way I got them right now, and it was
throw
just
them away.
Them. What am I gonna do with them?
No, don't throw away accessories.
Yeah, don't go away. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Everything, dude. I got rid of my whole collection.
This little thing right here.
I'm familiar with it.
That is a Big Boss Man's LJN.
LJN. Yep.
It's like freaking $150.
Oh, yeah. All,
I mean, you can, yeah, it's like that little piece is like $150.
Yep.
Because people lose them, and then they want the whole thing whenever they grow up.
Yeah. Yep.
It's true.
It is very true.
It's, well, I suppose, you know, as always, like, we could just keep going forever.
Yeah.
We should probably start to wrap this thing up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I worked all day, came home, and, like, waited on this. So I'm about to get tired, but yes.
Yeah, and I do apologize. We went an hour extra because of me. That was my fault. I do sincerely apologize. So thank you. No, I owe you an apology, man. So thank you for hanging in there and waiting for me. That was 100% my fault. So I apologize about that.
But, not a problem, man. What the fuck? It's like been fun talking with y'all.
So. Yeah, same here, man.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely, brother. Yeah, it's been a pleasure. And, you know, definitely looking forward to, you know, catching up with you at a live show sometime in the future. And
these days. Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait to meet y'all, man.
Yes. Definitely, man. For sure.
All right, man.
All right.
Have a good rest of the night.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, Husfar, go ahead and take us out.
Play my music. I got Galoob, a Hasbro Dusty. I got the merch that drives the marks, while the ring-worn gear, they wanna wear it. H-A-R-D, just like Blue Chew. I'm just a major mark,
major mark.
I'm not a toy boy,
toy boy.
I'm just a major mark,
major mark.
I'm not a toy boy,
toy boy.
Claim all the figs, claim all the merch, like Super Gabby. You already know the Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen with Phil Jackson. Always scratching that itch. I'm just a major mark,
major mark.
I'm not a toy boy,
toy boy.
I'm just a major mark,
major mark.
I'm not a toy boy,
toy boy.
Hey, all you major marks, claim all that merchandise.